70 years ago in the U.S., 70% of cars came with a stick shift. How many American cars have stick shifts today? The answer is 9%. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton has the story of one man who would like to reverse that.
Eddie Alterman loves automobiles. Yeah, he's a gearhead. He's the top editor at Car and Driver magazine. His whole career, he's watched the sales of cars with stick shifts decline. And when Ferrari failed to offer a manual option for the new 458 Italia, he said, enough's enough. Basta.
Okay, let's start. Let's start at the beginning.
Today, Alterman will give Julia Espinosa her first lesson in driving a manual transmission. He's making converts one by one. Espinosa says ever since her uncle regaled her with tales of touring the back roads of England as a young man, she's wanted to learn how to drive a real car. You know, one with a stick.
The clutch pedal needs to be depressed completely before it's going to engage, or you said halfway.
About halfway. And you will feel that engagement point.
So here in a high school parking lot, like so many before her, Espinosa stalls the car. A second time, and a third.
And then start to let roll in. Yeah. Put a little bit more gas in.
But lo and behold, on the fourth try.
There you go. There you go. Woo, you did it. Okay. Now, to get into second gear.
By the time the lesson is over, Espinosa has mastered the basics. She's not ready for the back roads of England yet, but it's a start.
A great number of people become addicted to driving stick shifts.
That's Chris Terry of Ford. He brought the car for the lesson. I ask him, isn't it too much trouble to offer manual transmissions for such a small pool of customers?
No. The trouble would be is if consumers didn't think that they were going to get a choice and that they thought that Ford Motor Company was going to turn their back on driving enthusiasts.
Eddie Alterman figures young people, in particular, should focus more on driving and less on distractions.
It's about do-it-yourself. It's about having fun in the car and not doing it through apps or downloading Pandora or anything like that. It's about actually having a connection to the mechanical part of the car.
So now Alterman takes the wheel. Espinosa just took Stick Shift 101. Now it's time for the advanced class, matching revs on a downshift.
And when I go back down to second, I'm blipping the throttle.
It does look like fun. But the numbers keep going down.
In 1940, we sold our first hydromatic transmission.
GM engineer Tim Kotlarik says his company introduced the first commercially successful automatic transmission in the U.S. He expects most sports cars will always come with a stick option. But even though he's a car guy, too, he prefers an automatic. So do stick shift enthusiasts think that's lazy?
Yeah, I am. I'll be the first to admit it. But it's the ease of things, right?
That plus automatics are now about as fuel efficient as manuals. And just get stuck in a stop-and-go traffic jam with a manual. That'll suck the joy out of driving a stick, for sure. But to this Don Quixote of the car world, a world without manual transmissions.
I don't want to live in that world, to tell you the truth. It's a world without guys building tree houses for their kids. It's a world without train sets. It's a world without any fun, as far as I'm concerned.
So Eddie Alterman fights the good fight, armed with a website, some decals, and T-shirts that read, "Save the Manuals." For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.